Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, I want to talk to Jim, Steve, Tim, Rashid, Jay, and many others. I've got a bunch of news on the economy, on public schools, including kindergarten being taken over by full Pentagon brainwashing, taking the children away from their parents psychologically. They can't CPS them all. They're imploding the states. All that will be left is the Pentagon, is social workers, the threat fusion centers, total Pentagon takeover. It's all coming up today. Also, a retired FBI agent says Oswald didn't kill Kennedy. Key intel on that front. But right now, let's go to Jim in Missouri. Jim, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. I called you about the fluorination in the water. My father retired for the county water here in St. Louis. I also had talked to you prior with Craig Roberts about Yemen, and now you're back to Yemen again. You know, Yemen's situation has not changed. Without going into great detail, I really appreciate what you and your staff have been doing, but I think you're being distracted to a certain degree.
Sir, you called a few months ago and said that you worked for a long time in Yemen or Yemen. All I did was read a Wall Street Journal headline, U.S. waves expanding strikes in Yemen, and that was all I read was the headline that they're expanding these wars. You're saying I'm being steered wrong. I'm reading what the State Department and Pentagon said.
I never said I worked for Yemen.
Well, I don't remember. Some other guy called and said that they live there or something. I got to let you go. I appreciate your call, okay? You're saying I'm being steered wrong. I just read the Wall Street Journal. I don't know where you're coming from or what's going on. Let's talk to Steve in Texas. Steve, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
2 points. All this stuff that you've been talking about regarding this insidious attack on the people, okay, of this country, all the countries that have been divided.
It's not just the attack. They're doing it in the open now. You know, yeah, we're going to drive by and blast your house with incredibly high-powered X-rays that are off the charts compared to a chest X-ray, and we're just going to do it. And the government's got 500 of them. They're already going driving around with them.
Alex, let me just tell you real quick, okay? This has its origin when we won the war in Germany. They were working on all this stuff, okay, that we perfected because we absorbed those people, okay? Their science, their scientists, all the stuff they were working on. And finally, it took hold politically and individually, somehow made it through because we made this marriage when we took all those people in. And I think you can just go to the libraries and see incredible information about
it. You're talking about the rat line, but it's more than that. Eugenics and this worldview of total tyranny came from England and the U.S. Hitler picked up on it. They developed it further. Then we merged. It was like two people that are peas in a pod getting back together, really.
I want to make a second point real quick. So what it is what I've been, what you said earlier about the preachers, you know, and then these people go and listen to the preachers and they're going to tell them, to get rid of your guns and, all this stuff that's going to end them up in camps, right? Well, I got to say this, and it's a biblical thing, is that it's even in the Bible regarding in the Laodiceans. You know what I'm talking about, that name, Laodiceans?
Go ahead.
That's in the Bible. You can actually see it.
I understand. Go ahead. Tell us what it is.
Well, the whole point goes to this. Right now, there's a marriage and what's going on in Europe. And just like Bernanke did with the secret numbers so they can just print money, well, Germany's going to bail out all these other people, okay? And the thing that's scary to me is this guy, his name is Baron Karl Theodor zu Gutenberg. You ever heard of him?
He's
out of defense, mister, okay? And now that country last year made a union with the Vatican. So I'm reading into, I may be wrong, but there's something so insidious that goes back several thousand.
No, I mean the Vatican basically helped found the EU and is at the heart of this whole world government system. All these major power groups are. They're all on a team. I appreciate your call. More calls, a ton of news, straight ahead. Stay with us.
That sound could save your life. In our fast-changing world, you and your loved one may have limited time to escape dangerous nuclear radiation after a power plant accident, terror attack, or dirty bomb explosion. When that happens, you'll be glad you have Nuke Alert. More than just a radiation detector, Nuke Alert is a patented radiation monitor and alarm used nationwide by federal, state, and local first responders and the Department of Defense. Nuke Alert, attached to your keychain, is always with you and on 24/7 to promptly warn you of unseen but dangerously rising radiation levels. Nuke Alert incorporates a 10-year battery backed up by a 10-year warranty. See Nuke Alert in action at KI4U.com. That's K-I, the number 4, the letter U.com. When ordering anything at KI4U.com, type in GCN in the comment box at checkout and you'll get free two of their new just released peel and stick rad sticker decimeters as a free bonus. Go to KI4U.com today and be ready for anything nuclear unleashed tomorrow.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
What we've got here is failure to communicate. Some men you just can't reach. So you can get what we had here last week, which is the way he wants. Well, he gets. I don't like it any more than you.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones.
All right, I'm going to get to your calls. I got a bunch of other news coming up. Let me hit some of that news now. Carver's Bay enlists ninth grade. This is in South Carolina. Entire ninth grade class forced to sign up for junior ROTC. Then, and this happened in Houston, Denver. It's happened over and over again. You saw it in the news. Became big scandals. And they promoted the recruiters that did this. They'd call them up at home, and the kids' parents would record them going, "You were part of junior ROTC. That means you're signed up. You're now graduating. You will be arrested. Do you understand, boy? If you don't, get over here now." And it was all color of law. It wasn't true. They trick them into signing, but it's not legal till they're 18. Then they try to make them re-sign. "I will arrest you." It's a press gang, like the British used to go into towns and grab young people and throw them onto ships and use them as slave labor. And it's all back, and it's totally immoral and evil. But hey, you got to get them while they're young, huh? This is coming up. This is out of the Anchorage Daily News. We have a key breakdown article, "Creeping Militarism Invades Alaska School," at Infowars.com. Here's the Anchorage Daily News. Soldiers deployed to Anchorage schools to lend a hand. 180 troops will spend time with the kindergartners right up through 12th grade, 180 just in this one school district to teach them about a military presence. And this is acclimating them, and they dress them up in uniforms and everything and train them. This is your family. First, the state pays to not have women have husbands in the home. Society breaks down, and now the Army is your daddy. It's going to be your gang leader. You think some gang can go recruit kids that don't have daddies? Well, this is the state. This is the end of the family. It's all coming up. Also, cutbacks force police to curtail calls for some crimes. All over the country, half the police, two-thirds of the police, 25% of the police. We're not going to respond to armed robbery. We're not going to respond to car theft. But we're going to go out and write you tickets and raise money. This is, everything's collapsing at the state level as taxes go up. I was in a convenience store this morning and saw both papers, Dallas and Austin, talking about tax increases. But the Army gets more money. It's going to be in your local town at DUI checkpoints and at the county fair, helping the police and with your children. And they're going to have X-ray machines searching your cars. This is the insanity. Continuing with financial news, Morgan Stanley says government default's inevitable. Stock market, all of this stuff, it's insane, folks. They're destroying our economy by design. That's why I wanted to bring Steve Schenck of eFoodsDirect.com up for the rest of this segment, because they have the best high-quality, fresh, storable foods at the best prices anywhere. You heard Catherine Austin Fitch, former head of HUD, on yesterday, saying you got to get storable food, you got to start a garden, they're going to implode society. She worked for them. This is their plan. And yes, they're a great sponsor, and they help fund this show, but I got them as a sponsor because I bought a lot of storable food, and it was crud. Their food was high quality, and so you need to get it. But Steve also is one of the biggest producers and manufacturers of storable food, so he understands. And now the news is reporting prices going up, dollar in trouble, depression on the horizon. With all of these reasons, you need to get storable food that lasts more than 10 years. Steve, tell folks about your great food line.
Well, Alex, what we've run into, is my sound okay for you?
Yes, sir.
Okay, what we've run into is for the last 2.5 years, suppliers have been just jacking prices up because they've had to, and we've held it off. And at this point, we can't do it anymore. With this big Russian thing, with the wheat drought and everything, and they've stopped exporting wheat.
All exports.
That's come right down the line. And now they're doing the same thing that you and I talked about before. Big salmonella scare with regard to eggs. Half a billion eggs recalled in 3 states. We've got E. coli, 1 million pounds of ground beef again. Prices on
right as they introduce and are trying to pass the bill, where if you read it, they could potentially ban having a farm without a government license, the animal ID, premises ID expanding. I mean, they are really staging this. The evidence is clear.
Oh, absolutely. And what they're going to do is you can not only not have a farm, but you can't trade any homegrown stuff with each other or give it away or do anything with it. Total food control.
And they won't send inspectors, this is also in the news, to the big factories, but they're harassing people selling pumpkins and grapes and watermelons and eggs and cheese and milk. They're SWAT teaming people nationwide.
And this is the only clean food you can get. We're really concerned about that because what's happened is the prices from our suppliers are just absolutely skyrocketing. And what we did when we saw this happen, we're not going to be able to hold off price increases. We're going to have a huge price increase. We can't do a stinking thing about it. We've held it off for 2.5 years, Alex, and it's been going downhill in terms of our margins and everything since. But what we did was we put together some assets and got in touch with our suppliers, and we made a huge buy at the existing prices. And rather than just raise the price when we have to and take in the extra margin, we're going to sell all of this out. And we've gone back to something that everybody loved and was just a tremendous possibility for folks. while we have this supply that we just ordered in there and processing right now available, while it's still lasting, we're going to go back to the buy three, get one free on the selected items. So if folks want to get stocked up for the last chance on the pricing that we've had right now, and I'm telling you that this isn't any playing games. We've been struggling with this, Alex, for the last month and a half, trying to figure out how to avoid it. We just can't. If we don't increase the prices, we can't even afford to buy from our suppliers the quality of products that we've been able to put together so that people can have safe and clean food. So what we're doing right now is we're announcing this. We're going to send out emails to people that we have email addresses for. But the reason that we scheduled this interview and discussion with you is so that you can get out to your listeners the fact that we are going to have a deadly serious price increase. But what we've done is we've put in enough stock so that we should be able to supply quite a few folks with this product at buy three, get one free on the selected item. So get to the website, efoodsdirect.com, and you'll see a little notice up there. And also, if you work with Alex's show, get on efoodsdirect.com/Alex. And either way, it'll get you to this landing page that'll tell you exactly what's going on. So, Alex, this is just absolutely absurd what's happening with the prices on food right now. And you're right. They're staging this whole thing. The egg prices went up 38% as a result of that mess. Veggie prices have gone up like 49%. Vegetables, Alex, 49% at the wholesale level. And it's just absolutely insane.
Well, I mean, there's no doubt they bring in this draconian bill that's part of Codex Alimentarius, and the UN says they'll use food as a weapon, and they're harassing all the little people while leaving the big, corrupt Tysons and others alone. It's like they leave BP alone, having more violations than all the oil companies combined every year, just in the Houston refining area alone. It's the same thing on this issue. And my reason to have storable food is, with the wars and the deepening depression, even if there's a 10% chance this is going to happen, you've got to have storable food to be self-sufficient or you're under government control. And unfortunately, I've said it's more than a 70% chance that we're going to hell in a handbasket. And I've got, you know, stacks of news. U.S. new home sales sinks to lowest pace in history on record. Durable goods orders rose far less than expected. It continues. With headlines here, economy caught in depression, not recession, CNBC. I mean, we know this is by design. I read their own documents, so I say firearms, food, move to the country if you can, get out of their control grid cities, warn everyone you know, they mean business. And you had 90% of people being self-sufficient in the Great Depression over 10 years, 7 million starving to death. Now 90% are urban, not rural, and aren't self-sufficient. It's completely flipped, folks. You've got to get prepared. eFoodsDirect.com. We'll also put it back up on the TV screen there. Your website, a bunch of different great food lines. This is the best food, the best prices. Do the buy three, get one free now, folks, before it runs out. A bunch of different great food lines, non-GMO, non-hybrid, 800-409-5633, 800-409-5633, or eFoodsDirect.com, 800-409-5633. We're preparing for the worst, hoping for the best, and unfortunately, everything we've talked about is coming true. Every day I wish I was wrong. Every day I wish I wasn't actually reading globalist documents. But it is such a good feeling to have food that lasts like 15 years in air conditioning, 10 years guaranteed in your garage, because I don't have room like at my house in my attic. You need to call them, eFoodsDirect.com. Steve Shank, I want to thank you for coming on. And how long can you run this buy three, get one free?
Well, we're going to run it as long as we have supplies. But one of the things I suggest, we're trying to do it at least 4 weeks. One of the things that I would suggest to folks is that everybody kind of waits till the last minute. And so that's going to run into some real problems, because at the rate that we have experienced orders before when we did this,
you're going to run out.
Not even with the price increase, Sure. We'll run out. So
800-409-5633, 800-409-5633. God bless you, Steve.
Take care, Alex.
eFoodsDirect.com, folks. We'll be right back with your call. Stay with us.
Is your debt problem a ticking time bomb? Thanks to a new financial consumer relief program designed in response to the economic crisis facing millions of Americans, you don't have to wait until it's too late to defuse your debt. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card bills and are struggling to make minimum payments, get ready to take down this number for free information that could potentially save your home, the lifestyle you're accustomed to, and your family's financial well-being. But don't wait. Studies show that if most debt problems are confronted directly, beneficial settlements, manageable monthly payments and quick restoration of credit are more easily attained, potentially saving you thousands of dollars in interest charges, fees, and unpaid debt. Don't procrastinate. Call now for your free information and begin putting your economic house in order today. To qualify for this program, you must have $10,000 in credit card debt. Call the American Debt Associates at 800-876-2966. 800-876-2966. Again, 800-876-2966.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. This is the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, and getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in your home address, and you will get an instant free estimate of your home's value online. This is a great way to be able to monitor the value of your home. And again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to HomeGain.com. Use their Home Sale Maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. For 10 years, these folks have been helping home sellers and buyers. Visit their link at InfoWars.com. Look for Max, the orange home gain gorilla, to help you with any real estate needs you might have. You'll love this site. It's HomeGain.com, HomeGain.com. Check them out today.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
We have nothing if we're not free. And there's no doubt the captains of industry, the captains of this planet, are a bunch of psychopathic control freaks, and they're building a hell. All right, I'm going to take calls for the rest of the hour, and then the entire last hour I'm taking calls and blitzing through all of this amazing news. It's so incredible how it's now all out in the open, but they're spinning it like it's good. Steve in Texas had questions, then Tim, Rashid, Don, Jake, and others. Steve, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex. Yeah, it's just coming to mind. All this time that you've been talking about, all this stuff, all this time, it feels like now, just this recently, we're actually in the belly of the dragon already. It's like, this is it.
Yeah, right? No. They're driving around with 500 trucks, radiating our houses, naked body scanning us, taking our baby's blood secretly and admitting it, saying there's no Fourth Amendment in the Ninth Circuit Court. I mean, they're just taking over the schools. They got CIA in all the local towns. They're bringing the drugs in. They go on Fox News and AP and admit they're growing the opium. I mean, they're just going, yeah, what you going to do about it?
Well, I've already mailed off for a bunch of stuff. But I wanted to ask you if you've gotten any recent documentaries, to explain this particular subject, what you've been talking about. And I just want to ask your personal opinion, how long do you think we got left, man?
We don't have any time. We don't have any time left. You said it. We're in the belly of the beast now, and it's digesting us. We're in the dragon's belly. And we've got the sword of truth on our side, and the acid's burning through our skin collectively. And we've got to pull out the dagger, hold our breath, and just cut our way out of this sucker. But we've got to admit we're in the dragon's belly. And most Christians are like, it's the end of the world. Jesus is coming. Well, regardless, you've got to go out and warn people and say no. They're coming out with the body scanning and the driver's license that are biometric and all the control and the poison and the food. I mean, it's here. And if your church isn't talking about it, you are in a government-controlled whorehouse. I appreciate your call. Let's talk to Tim in Michigan. Tim, you're on the air.
Hey, Mr. Jones.
Hey, buddy.
How you doing, man?
Good.
Been a little while. Hey, me and my girlfriend, I'd like to thank you. I didn't think I would set off such a... the giant light bulb in your head when I started talking about the trending and how you've been putting out the search term thing and how it's worked so well as an info bomb here.
And, that's right. You called about 2 months ago and said you ought to put out search terms, and now we've done it 18 for 18. Our search term pre-crime yesterday was numero uno. They've always been number one.
Yeah, and hey, I just wanted to thank you because and I also talked to you about, you know, how this was taking an emotional kind of a lot out of me emotionally. You know, I'm retired. I'm almost 50, and I'm on disability, and I have a lot of time on my hands. And I'm glad I took the time. I can sum this all up in five words: Brave New World, Science Dictatorship. That is what is going on.
The guy that wrote Brave New World was part of a five-family secret breeding program to create a superhuman. That's now declassified. Aldous Huxley, his brother Julian Huxley, ran the UN Eugenics UNESCO program. And before he died, he gave a speech and said, it's all real. We're going to totally kill your butt. Ha, ha, ha. And there's nothing you're going to do. He said, you're going to love your servitude. You're going to love your death. We're going to break up the family. That's just a means to the end, and we're going to kill you, and we're going to kill you publicly, and you're going to love it.
Right, and what I was talking about, after having all this information, I watched Endgame again yesterday, me and my girlfriend, and I made her listen to that speech with me, and it absolutely is pure evil. There's no other way to describe it. It is pure evil. These people have lost their minds. They tried to interbreeding, what, four generations it took? Did they start having Mongoloid children? And
you're talking about the five families, the Wedgwoods, the Huxleys, the Darwins, the Galtons, and there was one other. And they all interbred to create the superhuman starting in 1855. And by the 20s, over 90% of the children died at birth. Almost all the others were completely mentally retarded. But a few were 200 IQ super geniuses, but were very weird. I mean, Huxley was like, oh, yes, oh, you know, and all glassy-eyed and weird, but he was really smart. So was his brother. And they just took the smartest people in England and superbred them, and it's incredible.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking about. And I just wanted to share this with you, too. I got a couple. I hope you let me get through this today, man, because I'm, like, hitting on all eight cylinders living in the Motor City here. Now, listen, they rolled out on Channel 4 News, local news here, that they have something that will absolutely protect your child. It's the best thing in the world, and it has to do with satellites. So I run in the bedroom, and I tell my girlfriend, you got to come out and see this. They're going to talk about chipping the kids at birth so that they don't get kidnapped. And I ask my girlfriend, how many people you know that had their kids kidnapped? I said, I'm almost 50. I said, I know it's
most of the
thing.
Time it's the CPS that kidnaps them legally through their – stay there. Finish up your point. Then we're going to Rashid, Don, in Hawaii, Jake, and others, 800-259 9231. You are in the belly of the old dragon. Are we going to cut our way out of this or be dissolved, be digested?
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is not a drill.
Repeat.
This is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals
now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters.
You'll learn step-by-step battle-hardened techniques,
where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun-caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3131. And support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Okay, we're going to go back to Tim, but I just want to point out, you've slowly been acclimated like the frog in the boiling pot. They turned it up slowly, and now we're in a full boiling pot here. And everybody's under attack. Bureaucrats, police, CIA, FBI, all the enforcers are under as much attack as we are. You're on our side whether you make the conscious or spiritual decision. You are under attack. Coming up, mainstream news admitting the new global currency. I'm going to be covering that. I mean, it's here. And it gives total tyrants even more power. They create the crisis. They offer the solution, even more power for themselves. It's so incredible what's happening. And when I talk about metaphorically running down the street, screaming, pulling our hair out, that would really probably actually wake people up. Opening the window, screaming, I'm as mad as you know what, I'm not going to take it anymore. Getting aggressive, speaking out, going and speaking at city council, going and speaking at county commissioners, going and signing up to speak at the state house in committee hearings, calling talk radio, setting up blogs, doing your own radio show, getting my films, making copies of them, putting flyers up. saying no to the naked body scanners. We have got to point all this out. And I'm so buoyed by the fact that we've gotten countless calls and confirmations that literally everywhere people are now calling Congress, and families are calling the military saying, why is it on the news that our troops grow the opium, but it's illegal in the U.S.? See, they think you're so stupid now. Yes, we grow the opium. Yes, we're radiating you. Yes, we naked body scan you and save the images. Yes, we've stolen trillions. Yes, the CIA is taking over your local school with the Pentagon. Yes, the Army's running checkpoints in Tennessee, even when the governor says don't do it. Yes, the kindergarten's being taken over by the Pentagon and brainwashing the kids. Yes, we've covertly taken over 50,000 plus preachers to have them train you to submit to tyranny. I mean, it's here. It's illegal. It's wrong. And I'm so angry that John McCain won by a healthy margin. All the polls showed it was a dead heat or he was going to lose by a few points, and he won by a large margin. I am very, very suspicious about this. That's coming up in the next hour. But most of the other incumbents did lose. You know, the pro-establishment of candidates, whether they're Democrat or Republican, and the other primaries held last night. But let's go back to Tim in Michigan. Tim, finish up your point. So the news did announce that microchips need to be implanted to children to stop kidnapping?
Exactly. That's what they're trying to sell it as. They're rolling it out as an absolute, definite protection from your child being kidnapped.
And this was on what news channel? What was the newscast name? I want to find it.
It was Channel 4 News in Detroit. I think it's... what is it? What's Channel 4, honey? Do you know the call letters? No, we don't. I'm not sure what it is.
We can find it. When did this air?
Okay. What night was that? Was that like Monday night?
Listen, the first thing they say in the newscast is normally the name of the piece. What was it called? Protect Your Children from Kidnapping?
Yeah, they emphasized more on how satellites can protect your children.
Okay, guys, search Channel 4 News Detroit, satellites to protect your children. Here's the deal. Germany's rolling out with RFID in the driver's license and passports. The U.S. is doing it with Federal Standardization Real ID Act. They admit it actually increases identity theft and stalking and control because hackers or government or anybody can get your name by driving by with scanners and reading it. Now we know Google is out with the NSA already doing this, capturing things illegally, but the government lets them do it because they are a quasi-government front group. But I will search that term. I appreciate your call. Channel 4 News Detroit, satellites to protect your children from kidnapping. That should bring it up. Okay, let's go to Rashid in Maryland. You're on the air.
Good day, Mr. Jones. How you doing?
I tell you, they're moving faster than I thought. It's getting bad.
I could dig it. I'm going to be quick. Thank you for taking my call. I called about a week or two ago, and I just want to point out a couple of things, and then maybe if you can answer a few of them or just respond to them, I greatly appreciate it. Just to let all the info warriors out there know what I do, I order a couple hundred of pocket-sized Constitution Bill of Rights, and I hand them out just like business cards along with DVDs every now and then, and I've gotten a good response from it. A couple of things that's happened to me. A buddy of mine, he had recently, due to the, school letting, opening up now, he had to take his daughter, to get, immunized.
But you don't have to. They lie and say it's the law when it's only a regulation. By law, in all 50 states, they've got to give you a waiver form.
Exactly. And he didn't know about it. I tried to tell him that, but him and his wife, they said, we're going to do it. They did it. That very night, she woke up with violent itching and, had a high fever and vomiting. They then called the doctor and all his response was, well, this is normal. you're supposed to wake up violently itching.
Yeah, 10 times the convulsions, autoimmune diseases, death, reduced fertility. It's loving. It's normal to have the troops dying from DU. It's normal to be radiated. It's normal. It's just all normal.
Exactly. And so I did some research, and lo and behold, there are waivers of you can claim either religious or philosophical issues with it.
But it's a waiver to a non-law. They're trying to pass laws to make it mandatory, but they hoax and say it's the law in Texas. Every girl must take Gardasil. It's all lies. It's just how crooked they are.
And here's another surprising issue that happened to me. Yesterday, I was picking my son up. He goes to school in Pikesville, Maryland, high school in Pikesville, Maryland. He plays football there. Picking him up after football practice, roughly around 8 o'clock at night or what have you. The sun was just basically going down around that time. And there were helicopters just flying everywhere throughout the area, beaming down on the neighborhood.
Yeah, no, they don't just have 500 trucks looking through your house. They have hundreds of units we know about where they radiate and x-ray your house while you're in it, and the guys inside the helicopter are being radiated, you're being radiated, and they just love it. They love it. They won't say no. They love their job, and they love cancer, and they love death. Go ahead.
Well, guess what? I'm asking my son, I said, man, have you seen this before? He says, well, Dad, because unfortunately he doesn't live with me. He stays with his mother. I'm dropping him off at his mother's house in Randallstown, Maryland. He says, well, Dad, they have this new curfew thing going on right now where after 11, you're not supposed to be in the streets. And lo and behold,
They already have curfews all over the country where you're not allowed out in the day in places like Arkansas and Oklahoma where they search you on the streets during the day. Go ahead. Sorry.
Well, no problem. And just so as I'm driving through his neighborhood, now this is Randallstown, Maryland, nowhere near the city. They have unmarked black vans, and these guys jump out in black uniforms with shotguns, literally, like, just basically parading around the neighborhood.
No, it's full acclamation for total martial law because they're publicly getting ready to devalue the dollar and take your pension funds and Social Security, and they're taking the main police forces and giving them SWAT training, and it's pure evil.
And if you go to WJZ, it's Channel 13 News, it's local news here, they actually talk about it, 11 o'clock curfew, and they claim it's just to get the children off the street. But as through my research, I found that they were actually adults, women and men, that were being harassed.
No. Now listen, they're going to have checkpoints on all the streets with naked body scanners, bathing you every week at least in radiation. They're going to pull up through every neighborhood, fry you with radiation every day. This is all being announced. Military checkpoints, everything. You've got mayors from California to New York asking for martial law. And there it is, teens about to get curfew in Baltimore. There's the headline.
And lastly, I just wanted to get your your insight or what have you. What do you think about this the Chinese with their new carrier killer missile? What do you think that will go? Where they're going with that advertisement? And they claim it's going to reshape sea combat and all. So I just wanted to get your input on that as well.
Well, the Chinese are good eugenicist globalists that murder their people and dehumanize them en masse. So they're a big part of the team. And the New World Order plans to suck the U.S. dry and move to China. And so they're going to be the new power. And they'll play us off against each other. And we buy toasters and DVD players from them. And they take the money and buy carrier-busting weapons. Meanwhile, they have us, you know, hiding under our beds in fear of Iran, who's got a third world military. It's all part of the New World Order. Rashid, I appreciate all the great points you made. It's just total hell on earth. Let's go to Don in Hawaii. Don, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, Alex. I got two things. I hope you'll let me get to it.
Sure, go ahead.
First, I just finished reading William Shirer's book about the Third Reich.
Rise and Fall of the Third Reich.
Right, that's a great book. I've heard you talk many times on the show about, mention something about at Dunkirk at the evacuation of Dunkirk and then, later.
Albert, Rudolf Hess.
Yeah, Hess and then Hitler deciding to attack, Russia, and I've heard you say that there was a secret deal and a
Barbarossa
backstab or something.
Yeah, no, that's even come out in the British newspapers in the last few years. But I've read so many books about World War II. No exaggeration, probably more than 100. I was kind of on that kick when I was 12, 13, 14, 15. And since then, I probably read 10 or 15 books. But it's well over 100 total. So it all becomes foggy, which books and where. But I've seen news articles. In fact, guys, search engine, Hitler's secret treaty with England. And Rudolf Hess had the treaty, the deputy Führer. And remember, he was a pilot. He flew in to England right at the start of the Blitz. He parachuted in, and they locked him up in the tower for the rest of his life with the treaty. and they had a deal. Of course, the King of England, Edward VIII, was a Nazi. There's photos of him heiling Hitler. Once the war started, he had to run to Spain to get out, and they'd made a deal. He was German himself. And Lord Milner Group, others, said, we'll set up a dictator. This was decades before. Then we'll have a war with them. And Hitler allowed most of them and said, we won't let the military kill them all. We'll do some target practice on some of the ships with the Luftwaffe headed up by Hermann Goering, a World War I ace himself, had the Luftwaffe. And they let most of them escape at Dunkirk from France to England. And then Hitler wouldn't target the major British cities. He would only target military bases. So the British launched a giant Lancaster attack to bomb Berlin, to psychologically manipulate Hitler, to retaliate, to bomb London and other British cities, to get British resolve behind the war. And I've even seen that on the History Channel. But yes, that's all there.
I thought maybe it had something to do with, I thought maybe it's had something to do with his decision to turn around and attack Stalin, you know, Russia, and that I thought you meant maybe Russia, England had manipulated him and said, well, why don't you attack Russia and then we'll make peace with you later or something, you know.
Now, there were overtures, and that's why Heinrich Himmler and others turned themselves into the Allies and then were murdered, committed suicide. You know, they would show up, and that's why the British, just like the globalists, set up Saddam Hussein so he was easy to defeat because most of his top generals were double agents. It was the same thing with the Germans. They were British intelligence. And so Hitler never had a chance. It was all a massive setup. And that's in all the major mainline history, if you really mine down deep. No, but then Hitler figured out he'd been double-crossed, and there was a deal with Stalin to take over Germany and divide up Europe. And so he turned, saying, if I can rush in with Barbarossa, Operation Barbarossa, and take over with a blitzkrieg Russia, then I can bolster and use what he called Aryan conscripts from the Russian frontier with genetic test that they would use, and they did get tens of thousands of those, but not enough. Then we'll be able to defeat England or sue for peace.
Yeah. He had been planning Barbarossa and planned to attack Russia for quite a long time and just finally did it. I don't know what – it did seem like there's a lot of things in that they didn't explain, or there were so many things that seemed like they were an accident, or, oh, that was just a
slip-up. Yeah, no, Shearer's book's good for an overview. If you want to hear about the secret societies and all the intrigue and how they set up the SS along Jesuit lines, it's Order of the Death's Head by Heinz Hobel. But they all have disinformation. You've got to read hundreds of books and then study original history and declassified documents to get a full spectrum breakdown.
What did you think about how Hitler used to talk all the time about, or a lot about, international financiers? And, you know, he usually said Jewish, international Jewish financiers manipulating the countries into war and stuff. That's what he would talk. He talked about them and the Jewish financiers grouped around Roosevelt that wanted to get him into war and stuff. Why do you think he talked about that? Was he like being disingenuous, or was he a dupe that didn't realize?
Well, no, I mean, of course there was the Rothschilds, and the Rothschilds, it's been in Anthony Sutton's books off of congressional Senate hearings, that they would always fund both sides. And so, you know, there were those financiers involved in the larger system. I mean, World War I was financed by different financiers, including the Rothschilds. That's what globalism is these corporations play groups off against each other. But Hitler had a brand of eugenics that was going to focus in on mainly the Jews and others, Slavs, because they wanted to kill most of the Slavs for, Lebensraum, or if that's the proper pronunciation, living space. And so it was really just a racial way to get people hyped up. But I mean, always, you know, there's some sliver of reality within that. But Hitler also thought that England was more Aryan than Germany, because England hadn't been overrun by some of the Eastern European groups and also the Arabs. And so that's why he didn't want to bomb England or bomb the cities, because of the precious Aryan blood. I mean, It's all really a bunch of convoluted stuff, but you can read about that in My Struggle, Mein Kampf. Of course, I read that. I remember I was about 13 at the bookstore. My mom dropped me off at the mall, and I walked over and bought Mein Kampf, And I went up to buy it, and the black lady behind the counter freaked out and was like thinking I was a Nazi. And I said, lady, you're selling this book. Just because I'm reading something doesn't mean I'm that. I mean, at 13 years old, I knew that. And it was, you know, it's just insane. But again, they go in and pick nationalistic groups. It's high-powered psychological warfare. They build it up. They financed Hitler's ideology. He was given Rockefeller awards. He was given all this funding and then told he was a big hero. Up until about 37, 38, he was a rock star in the U.S. Time Magazine Man of the Year. He was in gardening magazines. He was all over radio. He was being praised. And so he was encouraged by IBM and encouraged by a lot of these big, powerful groups to do what he did. So there were other factions, and there was a pro-Hitler faction with the Bushes, and this came out of the McCormick-Dickstein Committee, and Smedley Butler exposed it. They tried to hire him, the Marine Corps general, to stage a coup against Roosevelt, saying he was a Jewish communist. But then it all flip-flopped back and turned out it was in a giant intelligence setup to manipulate Hitler. And then it's very sophisticated.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork, your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at PreparedBinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Attention, this is a special alert to all Americans who owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS. The IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from people who owe back taxes and dramatically lowering amounts owed. Due to the financial crisis in America, the IRS has announced a leniency plan in recognition of consumers' financial troubles in today's economy. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, an open phone line has been established by American Tax Settlement for you to call and see if you qualify for a reduction by up to 75%. Number to call is 800-902-6969. Again, the IRS is now accepting reduced settlements from consumers who owe back taxes in response to the decline in today's economy. If you are struggling with $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, you now may be eligible for a dramatic reduction by up to 75% and save thousands of dollars. For free information and to see if you qualify, call the open phone line into American Tax Settlement now. 800-902-6969. 800-902-6969. Again, 800-902-6969.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're back live, continuing with your phone call. Since the caller mentioned Hitler, I want to tell you, next hour, Hitler had Jewish and African roots. DNA test of 39 living relatives show conclusively. Well, anybody in Europe, all the DNA studies have shown the original mitochondrial DNA is African. I mean, mitochondrial DNA it never changes and is basically the original core. Does it change according to what I've seen the geneticists report on? And it's passed on and by the mother. There's two kinds of DNA. And so, but they're testing the non-mitochondrial and finding it as well. I mean, Europe has been overrun over and over again. They've studied people in India. They're full of Nordic blood. They've studied people in China. They've dug up thousands of graves with people that still have hair. I've seen it in National Geographic, blonde hair, 6 foot tall. I mean, humans have been traveling everywhere. What do you think Hispanics are? They're European. Whenever they have these illegal alien rallies, they're saying, go home to Europe, pilgrim. Go home to Europe. You're European and Asian. The genetics of the pure tribal Indians of Central South America who haven't intermarried with Spanish and Portuguese folks that moved in and other ethnic groups, to a certain extent, Austrian, German, there's a lot of that, French in the Caribbean, Central South America. I said I'd cover it next hour. I'm already covering it here. They are Asian. They are basically closely akin to Chinese and Japanese. If you study their genetics, going back to groups that were in northern East Asia. Because where's Japan? Japan is right up by Russia in the Pacific Ocean, the North Pacific. And it's just miles away from Russia. What color do you think the people are that live in far eastern Russia? They're Asians. They look Chinese. Well, those are the people that migrated 30,000 plus years ago, the DNA shows, into the Americas. And now I saw this on the news. I'd already seen previous reports where they've dug up Norse all over North America. They've done all this DNA testing on pure Indian tribes, Native Americans. They've even dug up graves of people that were known to be 100% pure. And it's 100% because they can go back. They can go back and tell how far back in the DNA it goes, and it goes back 5,000 years or more to Nordic people. So no one is pure Chinese or pure German or pure Jewish or pure Brit. I mean, Britain was constantly invaded over and over again by different tribes. The Brits themselves were Germanic and Visigoth groups that invaded and took over northern England. And then you had the Celtic people, Celtic, whatever you want to call it, tomato, tomato, that moved up into the north and were driven out into other areas. And you had Vikings always invading. So, of course, Hitler has Semitic blood. Of course he had African blood. I mean, it's crazy. All these people that, I mean, you know, I've seen black groups that say if you have one drop of white blood, you're a devil. And I see groups say if you have one drop of, you know, if you're an Aryan and you have one drop of somebody else's blood, you know, that you're a devil and it's the devil's seed. Well, then you're all going to hell, folks, because we all come from the same mitochondrial DNA. Continuing, Hitler had Jewish and African roots. London Telegraph, Adolf Hitler is likely to have had Jewish and African roots. DNA tests have shown saliva samples taken from 39 relatives of the Nazi leader show he may have biological links to subhuman races, that's in quotes, that he tried to exterminate during the Holocaust. Jean-Paul Mulders, a Belgian journalist, and Mark Vermerman, a historian, tracked down the Führer's relatives, including an Austrian farmer who was his cousin earlier this year. And it all shows the same thing. The chromosome called E1B1B1. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.